Prologue. It was the carnival of Giovedi Grasso, the last Thursday before the Lent of 1358, and I had spent the afternoon in the Piazza San Marco, watching the many spectacles of the day. A group of young men chased a herd of bewildered pigs about one corner, whilst, in another corner, a different group of young men balanced acrobatically upon one another's shoulders to make a swaying tower of humanity. And then there was no missing the third group, those fops who simply strode about the square in order that everybody else might admire their fine brocade cloaks, feathered hats and coloured hose. Oh yes, it was no wonder that I soon lost interest in these sights and wandered away to seek the less innocent pleasures of Venice.